You're now listening to Bonus Tracks, a short-form program hosted by our Future of Radio youth broadcasters. In this episode, DJ Coop, Electric Landfill, DJ Vu, and DJ Carrot all sat down with the band Public Freakout before their performance at the high school Battle of the Bands.
Okay, so this is DJ Carrot from KXCI. We're at the Battle of the Bands, and we're here with the band Public Freakout. You guys can introduce yourselves and what instrument you play.
I'm Griffin. I sing and play guitar.
I'm Jack, and I hit drums with sticks.
I'm Ryan, and I play bass.
I'm Dave, and I play the horns.
I'm Logan, and I play the keyboard, and I like to sing.
What would you say your influences are?
Well, I think as a band, we have a lot of mixed things, and we bring a lot of things to the table. We have influences from another band called King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard, and also some other stuff that we've been incorporating from another band called Current Joys. It's really a solo artist that's expanded, and we've been trying to change the structure of that. Oh, yeah, the garden, yeah. Too, yeah. We've been trying to incorporate a lot more energy and sound with that, but also have some nice and calm parts in there, too. Yeah. Also, we like jazz, too.
I love jazz.
Yeah. So I hear you have a lot of different genres, so how are you kind of meshing these together when you play on stage, and what's kind of your stage presence like?
Honestly, our stage presence, we used to be a little really stiff on stage and just like really uncomfortable, but we've warmed up a lot.
Yeah, we've been trying to move away from the bedroom pop kind of thing, but now we've been like warming up to like collaboration and actually putting these things together. And essentially, I'm gonna be honest, we just want to look on stage like we're having fun, and we're hoping that energy carries out to the audience. And so it gives a nice vibe, so everybody has a positive energy, if the songs themselves aren't so positive. You know?
I think one of my favorite parts about being in this band, as opposed to all the other bands I've been in, is just how open this band is to collaboration in general. I brought like a bunch of different instruments over, and then we just tried different instruments over and over again. I brought in like an ewe, I brought a trumpet, I brought a saxophone, and then we just kind of worked it out.
Really crazy. Yeah, we kind of do this thing, whether or not we're going to perform it, but it's like a jam session thing. And from that, we actually get ideas for music and different chord progressions and ideas and the energy that we want to extract from our music. Very fun.
Nice. So are you on any streaming services, or do you have like a website where people can keep in touch with your band?
Yes, we do. We have Instagram. It's just there's no spaces. It's just Public Freakout Band. So if you want to look us up on Bandcamp, it's Public Freakout. And yeah.
All right. Thank you, Public Freakout. Yes, and thank you, KXCI DJs, for this interview.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for having us.
For the full interview and for more episodes of Bonus Tracks, head to KXCI.org.